Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 51. Eternal mind the potter is, and thought the eternal clay. The hand that fashions is divine. His works pass not away. Man is the noblest work of God, his beauty, power, and grace immortal, perfect as his mind reflected face to face. Hymn number 51. The scriptural will be given by Sylvia from Australia.
The scriptural selection is from Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. There is no God else beside me, a just God and a Saviour, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 406. O love, our mother, ever near, to thee we turn from doubt and fear. In perfect peace our thoughts abide, our hearts now in this truth confide. Man is the child of God. Hymn number 406. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other subjects that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better each day Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m., where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services and meetings, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do come, you can bring the whole family. A reminder, our next Bible study session will be held this coming Saturday. That's May 17. And that'll take place at 10 a.m. East Coast time, Saturday morning. The Bible study questions are on the website, so take a look at them, and please be prepared to join us next Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. We have 18 different websites in 18 different languages, and this is our missionary work, to provide the very finest Christian Science literature in 18 different languages. And as a result, people around the world have found one or more of our websites, have found the healing power of Christian Science in their own language. And everything that's available on all of our websites is offered free of charge. You can listen, read, download, print, without charge. And for those of you who contribute financially to our church, we're very grateful to you that we can continue to provide the best of Christian Science around the world. I'd like to point out an article that's currently featured on our English language website. Very, very good article entitled Your Background by Una Willard. Recommend it highly. And everyone is welcome here. And that includes those of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy. And this testimony attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And the reading will be given this morning by Andrea from Idaho.
Good morning. From Miscellaneous Writings, page 445. One evening, I was calling on a neighbor, and somehow the subject of Christian Science came up. I asked her what it was and what they believed. She then told me of a friend of hers who had become a Christian Scientist. This friend had passed through great sorrow and disappointment. Her health had failed her, and her cheerful disposition had entirely changed. She could talk of nothing but her troubles and was a most unhappy woman. A few years ago, she visited my neighbor, who greatly surprised her at her changed appearance, for she was happy and well. Asked where her troubles were, the reply was, "I have no troubles. I have found true happiness, for I have become a Christian Scientist." I became deeply interested and asked if the students in Clinton had public meetings on Sundays. She replied that they had, and told me where they were. The next Sunday, I went. All was quiet when I entered, for they were engaged in silent prayer. Soon, they repeated the spiritual interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. I shall never forget the impression that made on me. All the next week, I heard the leader's voice repeating the first sentence. I was invited to come again and did so. One of the ladies loaned me Science and Health with key to the scriptures and offered to get me one, which she did the next week. I have studied it in connection with the Bible. I have greatly improved in health, having had only one attack of physical trouble, which caused great suffering since that time, and that was a year ago. At first, I did not think anything of being healed or of my physical infirmity. I only loved the sacred teaching. How true that God's word does not return unto him void. The words of truth that my neighbor's friend spoke to her were what first awakened me. If the one who first hears it does not receive it, it goes to someone who is ready, and it takes root and bears fruit. Initials GHI, Clinton, New York.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural text and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 12 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Adam and Fallen Man. The golden text is from Acts. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. The responsive reading is from Psalms. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever.
Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens.
I have made a covenant with my chosen.
Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance.
In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted.
My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips.
It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven. Lenny from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible, Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Isaiah. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. Be ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Deuteronomy. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Ye stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, that thou shouldst enter into covenant with the Lord thy God, and into his oath, which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God, as he hath said unto thee, and as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. 1 Samuel. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, and he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. Then said Elkanah to her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am that woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. Isaiah. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock, whence ye are hewn. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of the revilings. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation.
Bruce will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Mother, God, divine and eternal principle, life, truth, and love. In science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good, and pure constitute his ancestry. His origin is not like that of mortals in brute instinct, nor does he pass through material conditions prior to reaching intelligence. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his father, and life is the law of his being. Keep distinctly in thought that man is the offspring of God, not of man. That man is spiritual, not material. That soul is spirit, outside of matter, never in it, never giving the body life and sensation. The universe of spirit is peopled with spiritual beings, and its government is divine science. Man is the offspring, not of the lowest, but of the highest qualities of mind. Man understands spiritual existence in proportion as his treasures of truth and love are enlarged. Mortals must gravitate Godward. Their affections and aims grow spiritual. They must near the broader interpretations of being and gain some proper sense of the infinite, in order that sin and mortality may be put off. Advancing to a higher plane of action, thought rises from the material sense to the spiritual, from the scholastic to the inspirational, and from the mortal to the immortal. All things are created spiritually. Mind, not matter, is the creator. Love, the divine principle, is the father and mother of the universe, including man. A limitless mind cannot proceed from physical limitations. Finiteness cannot present the idea or the vastness of infinity. A mind originating from a finite or material source must be limited and finite. Infinite mind is the creator, and creation is the infinite image or idea emanating from this mind. Life is not in matter. Therefore, it cannot be said to pass out of matter. Matter and death are mortal illusions. Spirit and all things spiritual are the real and eternal. Man is not the offspring of flesh, but of spirit, of life, not of matter. Because life is God, life must be eternal, self-existent. Life is the everlasting I am, the being who was and is and shall be, whom nothing can erase. The good in human affections must have ascendancy over the evil, and the spiritual over the animal, or happiness will never be won. The attainment of this celestial condition would improve our progeny, diminish crime, and give higher aims to ambition. Every valley of sin must be exalted, and every mountain of selfishness be brought low, that the highway of our God may be prepared in science. The offspring of heavenly-minded parents inherit more intellect, better balanced minds, and sounder constitutions. Honesty and virtue ensure the stability of the marriage covenant. Spirit will ultimately claim its own, all that really is, and the voices of physical sense will be forever hushed. Experience should be the school of virtue, and human happiness should proceed from man's highest nature. May Christ, truth, be present at every bridal altar, to turn the water into wine, and to give to human life an inspiration by which man's spiritual and eternal existence may be discerned. Spiritually, to understand that there is but one Creator, God, unfolds all creation, confirms the Scriptures, brings the sweet assurance of no parting, no pain, and of man deathless and perfect and eternal. If Christian scientists educate their own offspring spiritually, they can educate others spiritually, and not conflict with the scientific sense of God's creation. Someday, the child will ask his parent, "Do you keep the first commandment? Do you have one God and Creator? Or is man a creator?" If the father replies, "God creates man through man," the child may ask, "Do you teach that spirit creates materially? Or do you declare that spirit is infinite? Therefore, matter is out of the question." The entire education of children should be such as to form habits of obedience to the moral and spiritual law, with which the child can meet and master the belief in so-called physical laws, a belief which breeds disease. Children should be allowed to remain children in knowledge and should become men and women only through growth in the understanding of man's higher nature. The higher nature of man is not governed by the lower. If it were, the order of wisdom would be reversed. Love enriches the nature, enlarging, purifying, and elevating it. Sometime we shall learn how spirit, the great architect, has created men and women in science. We ought to weary of the fleeting and false, and to cherish nothing which hinders our highest selfhood. Proportionately, as human generation ceases, the unbroken links of eternal, harmonious being will be spiritually discerned. And man, not of the earth, earthly, but coexistent with God, will appear. The scientific fact that man and the universe are evolved from spirit, and so are spiritual, is as fixed in divine science as is the proof that mortals gain the sense of health only as they lose the sense of sin and disease. Mortals can never understand God's creation while believing that man is a creator. God's children, already created, will be cognized only as man finds the truth of being. Thus it is that the real, ideal man appears in proportion as the false and material disappears. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Children, the spiritual thoughts and representatives of life, truth, and love.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 30. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, 'neath which our spirits blend like brother birds that soar and sing and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 30.
Thank you. I've followed my own path, tried doing what's expected, more or less. I've gone the opposite direction just to prove a point. And I've wandered in the wilderness, I've done the math. Each time I go my own way, it's a mess. But God so loved you and me that he sent us an example of the only way to be, to free us from the case of mistaken identity. A sample of the heaven that's within, to teach the ample love that is and that will be and ever has been. For God so loved you and me.
But even after all I've won, something is missing. And I think there's got to be a way for me to fill my life with something more than one more day. But God so loved you and me that he sent us an example of the only way to be, to free us from a sense of a case of insanity. A sample of the heaven that's within, to teach the ample love that is and that will be and never has been. For God so loved you and me. Jesus to have opened up the way, we must accept the love and we must follow. We will reach the open door when we follow and obey the call. Oh, God so loved you and me that he sent us an example of the only way to be, from a case of mistaken identity. A sample of the heaven that's within, to teach the ample love that is and that will be and ever has been. For God so loved you and me. God so
let's now sing hymn number 48. Dear Father, Mother, thou dost grant all good and perfect gifts to me. 'Tis mine to raise this beacon here, obedience unto thee. Hymn number 48.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Amen.